Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. What is ours to do? Francis of Assisi said, I have done what is mine. May Christ teach you what is yours. Discernment begins with an authentic trust in God's presence and guidance. Our ability to trust that there is guidance available allows it to become guidance. We can trust that we are being guided. In fact, almost everything is seen as guidance. The full life of faith becomes a life of deep joy and rest once we are grafted to the vine. We don't have to be anxious about many things. We don't have to worry about the next moment or about tomorrow. We shift from the fixing, fully understanding, and controlling to the trusting, listening, and allowing the divine flow. We can trust that God is even in this. Hold confidence that God is good, God can be trusted, and God is actively involved in our life. This is faith. Faith-filled people are usable for larger purposes because they live in and listen to a much larger self. From a place of contemplative prayer, we are able to understand more clearly what is ours to do and have the courage to do it. Two spiritual disciplines can keep us honest and growing: contemplative prayer and the perspective from the bottom. Contemplation is a long, loving look at the real. The world, our own issues and hurts, all goals and desires gradually dissolve into proper perspective. God becomes obvious and everywhere. Ultimately, we do not earn or find God. We just get ourselves out of the way. We let go of illusions and the preoccupations of our smaller selves. The soul, or true self, is God's I am continued in me. Discernment of God's will comes naturally to the true self because I and God seem to be one I. We need a holistic place for discerning wisdom. contemplation is the search for a wide open space, a space beyond even the head, the heart, the feeling, the gut, the subconscious, our memories, our intuitions, our whole body. The effect of contemplation is authentic action. If we practice contemplation regularly, then we will come to an inner place of compassion for ourselves and for others. In this place, we notice how much the suffering of the world is our suffering. We become committed to this world from the much deeper perspective of our soul. In that place, we find the peace the world cannot give. People who are living truly from a God-centered place are dangerously free precisely because they are tethered at the center. Rest in this knowing. Expand our imaginations. Activism invites you into embodied declarations of dignity and worth. As you participate in its body, you find yourself increasingly grounded in your own. To be a person who cares and honors creation is to be a person who acts in favor of its flourishing. Contemplation has an integral connection to action that supports justice. At first strike, the heart of the contemplative and the heart of the activist appear inherently in conflict. The contemplative, some pillar of stillness, tasked with thinking and asking enduring questions that require a kind of slowness and pause. The activist, a beacon for the movement, committed to the doing of justice and mercy, action. Stillness is not always inactivity as we perceive it. Activism tells the truth about what is and imagines what should be. This imagination for justice requires contemplation. You can be an activist from your own source of power. When we offer a diversity of paths, a more expansive vision of action, we make our journey toward justice more robust, more beautiful. When we expand our imaginations for activism, we enter into practices of lament and rage with more particularity, and we begin to realize more nuanced paths to justice. Allow yourself to be ever drawn by the Holy Spirit into service and action on behalf of others. The Spirit leads us downward, to the bottom, to the place of humility, to the position and posture of service. That's where the Spirit, like water, flows. If you listen to the Spirit, here is what will happen to you. You will be at a party and you'll notice in a far corner a person who is alone, feeling awkward, not knowing anyone. The Spirit will draw you to the person in need. You will become the bridge that connects the outsider to the insiders, and in that connection, both will be better off. Here's what will happen to you if you listen to the Spirit. You will realize that someone is angry at you or resentful towards you, but the Spirit will draw you toward them in humility. Here's what will happen to you if you listen to the Spirit. You will see a person or a group being vilified or scapegoated, but the Spirit will draw you to differ courageously and graciously. you will risk your reputation in defending the person or people being scapegoated. There is a prison near you, a hospital, homeless people. There's a country in great need or a social problem that few people notice. When you let the Spirit guide you, it will be a source of great joy, one of the richest blessings of your life. Rest in this knowing. Committed to the work. Discovering your unique gift to bring to your community is your greatest opportunity and challenge. Find what is genuinely yours to offer the world before you can make it a better place. The offering of that gift, your true self, is the most you can do to love and serve the world, and it is all the world needs. Once we have discerned what is mine to do, it can be tempting to believe we have settled the question once and for all. However, clinging to a single answer may limit our ability to grow and to trust the ongoing guidance of the Holy Spirit. Sit down with four or five wise people. They will tell you what they see and hear and think, so you don't have to take the decision on by yourself. You don't have to follow their recommendations. You can go back to your own resources and make the final decision. It's your decision. If you are worried about your success guilt, well, you can worry about it. Once you have discerned what is mine to do, everything is beautiful. You feel so happy, relieved, and committed to the work. The contemplative life is not and cannot be a mere withdrawal, a pure negation, a turning of one's back on the world with its sufferings, its crisis, its confusions, and its errors. The attempt itself would be illusory. No person can withdraw completely from the society of other people. The place for Christians is in the struggle for peace. Somehow we sense this. We are supposed to be saying something, doing something. And yet, we feel anything we could offer would get swallowed up in the noise. We'd be an infant crying out into a hurricane. We stand at the edge of an abyss, our hands in our pockets. The duty of Christians in this crisis is to strive with all their power and intelligence, with their faith, hope in Christ, and love for God and humankind, to do the one task which God has imposed upon us in the world today. We only have to step forward in our own vulnerable, broken, unkind, silly humanity. Come to a starting point, the conviction that we have not yet even begun to think, to pray, and to live, and that only now are we getting down to waking up. Rest in this knowing.
The angels are listening. God is listening.
Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You are invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.